Talking today with Dr. Clint Russ, of course, head of the Animal Science Department at Oklahoma State University's Division of Agriculture. And Dr. Russ, great day today here at the Youth Expo with all these beef heifers.
Absolutely. I think my third day here at the Beef Expo, and just an excellent set of young people. I started out here watching the swine shows on Friday, helping with the gilt show, and then again on Saturday. And then we started into heifers yesterday and now today, so I guess my fourth day here. It's an excellent set of young people, and I think the first 2 days we showed 1,000 gilts each day, and lots of heifers here. We're into commercial heifers now. Our final division, I believe there's 190 head of commercial heifers.
Wow. So we've got obviously a lot of females that we've seen over the last few days getting ready for the market animals.
That's correct. The market animals will come in, and in all the species, I think they'll do showmanship, and then we'll start into the market animals and conclude with the grand drive on Thursday.
You know, when you think about this particular event, a lot of young people, and I know a lot of folks that you're thinking, hey, they'd be great OSU students.
Well, absolutely, and the students range in, you know, in age from those that are seniors in high school and are potentially going to come to college next fall to some youngsters that are just getting started at their first OYE, and it's exciting to see both groups here. So I just enjoy the opportunity to come and work with young people and animals.
I guess that's my question as far as why invest your time into an event like this?
Well, this is our future when we think about the fact that we're in the education business, and these young people are going to go somewhere, a lot of them, to further their education after they get out of high school. We want to be the go-to place at Oklahoma State, and it's natural that these young people that have an interest in animals might be potentially interested in coming into animal science.
Now, you know, as we think about the animals themselves, we've seen some pretty good quality females, the type that we need to be rebuilding our mama cow herd with.
Yes, sir. They're just a tremendous set of young people and their heifers today. I was particularly impressed here in this ring earlier today that in the bred and owned of the maintainer competition, that looked like almost 20 exhibitors who had raised their own heifer came back out in the bred and owned competition. And so just that to me is an excellent start for a cow herd, and it's good to see that the families are investing in heifers to hope those young people will become our future cattle producers here in Oklahoma.
Regarding the Department of Animal Science, give me a kind of a state of the union on how things are going this spring, what you see for the next year or so.
Things are really good. We started the fall with the most undergraduate students that we've had, 960, I believe, when we started the fall, and they came to us from 38 states. We're continuing to recruit, and I think we'll be up this fall based upon those that have applied so far. I don't know if we'll be over 1,000, but we're anticipating potentially over 1,000 undergraduate students.
Wow. I know that you've had some fairly recent additions to your faculty as well.
We've had a number of recent additions in the last 2 years. I believe we've added five, now six faculty, with our latest hire later in the fall. And so we do have a group of really young faculty, and we have a really good group of veteran faculty. Particularly, we're thinking about Dr. Bob Kropp, his retirement coming up later this summer. I believe he's been at Oklahoma State for 48 years since he started there as an undergraduate student.
What does it mean to a department head to have that kind of experience?
Oh, it's just, you know, when that person walks out the door that's been here that many years, it's hard to replace that right away. And so, you know, he's helped us so much, and he has so much experience. That's what he's just great to be able to rely upon those senior faculty to help mentor and train the new faculty. And so it's just, I think, just like they talk about in church, it's not good to have a congregation all the same age. It's the same in university setting. We need to have a good mixture, and right now we do have that in our department.